Hi, my name is Alex Donaldson, and I will conduct this interview on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 29th of July, 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you're from.
Roxanne Bennis, date of birth 17/12/58. And Stratford-upon-Avon, England is where I live, but as you can hear, I am originally from Dates.
And how are you doing today, Roxanne?
I'm doing great. Very excited.
So, how did you initially hear about the project?
I saw the initial proposal for it in the London City Hall. My husband and I were down in London. We were just poking around on the South Bank and walked in to see the new big glass City Hall and saw all the different proposals that were coming up for the fourth plinth. And I actually saw this one with all the people standing on it, and I said, that's brilliant, I hope it gets it. And it did, and then I heard that they were taking applications and I just signed up for it.
And how did you feel when you found out that you had a place?
Totally amazed. I mean, what's the chances of it happening? So yeah, it's like winning the lottery.
And what are you planning on doing with your hour?
Something very simple. There's been lots of ideas suggested to me, which have already been done by people. So I didn't want to do that, anything like that again. A couple of ideas I had were going to be ruled out if the weather was bad. And I've kind of been watching on and off what other people do. And the ones that really struck me most were the ones where people are just really being very quiet and being still. And just being the person on the plinth, as if they are the artwork themselves. So I was saying to all my friends, well, if I was an artwork, what detail about me would you notice? You know, like an artist always has a distinctive style or a little detail he always puts in his work. And they all said to me, you sit in funny ways. You curl your legs up, you sit backwards on chairs, you sit upside down on chairs, you sit in funny ways. So I thought, that's brilliant. I shall come up, I shall take a chair, and I shall just slowly sit on the chair as many different ways as possible. So it will have that kind of stillness, that artistic stillness sculptural about it, but hopefully, at least for people tuning in on the web, they'll see something different every 5 minutes, slightly.
And what chair are you bringing up with you?
It's actually borrowed from work. It's just a plain chair, but I'm just going to cover it with a cloth so that there's a bit more colour to it.
Okay, that's really nice. And artistically, are you quite interested in the art scene?
Yes. In fact, I used to work at the Royal Shakespeare Theatre, backstage. Yes. And then my husband and I also do folk music. I play the flute and we both sing. So yeah. In fact, after I finish on the plinth today, I'm going to go around the National Gallery for the day.
And music, you said you play folk music with your...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been doing that work for?
Oh gosh. Ever since we've been married, which is over 20 years.
Wow. What does music mean to you?
It's just there. It's just part of life. It's like breathing. If you're happy, you sing. If you're sad, you sing. Music just adds. Any art or music just adds to life.
And you said that you worked for the Royal Shakespeare Company.
Mm-hmm.
How long are you working there for?
I worked there for 13 years. I'm not there now. But yeah, backstage.
Okay. And have you ever actually been involved in the other side, the acting side?
No. No, although I am now working for the Shakespeare Birthplace Trust, and I've worked as a tour guide, I work in their bookshop as well, and in a way that's like performing, when you've actually got to convey information in an entertaining and understandable way to people from literally all over the world, so that can be a performance.
And do you have any experience in performing?
Other than playing music, no acting performance. And I hate to say that artistically I cannot draw at all. I am on stick person level, so I really appreciate paintings, although I can't do it myself.
And how was your time working Royal Shakespeare Company?
It was great. It was fun. Yeah.
And can I ask you a little bit about your life? Where you're from, where you kind of grew up?
Grew up in the Midwest, Michigan, Iowa, Kansas, Colorado. In fact, Colorado is still where the family is, so that's kind of where I call home in the States now. But I came to Stratford-upon-Avon over 20 years ago, and I came because of Shakespeare. I loved Shakespeare, and I thought, I've got to come see a play in the proper place. And I had a work permit that would let me have it was a student work permit, and I could work for 6 months. So I thought, great, come to Stratford, get a job, see the theatre every night. And then while I was there, I met my husband, who's Irish, and that's why I've stayed. So I came for Shakespeare, stayed for Cyril.
And how have you always been interested in Shakespeare?
Yeah, I've just always loved Shakespeare, from high school classes. And I lived in Boulder, Colorado, which is the home of the Colorado Shakespeare Festival. So I grew up every year seeing Shakespeare plays. Mm.
Yeah. So you must have seen quite a few actually being performed.
Yeah, I have actually seen every single Shakespeare play at least once now in my life. Yeah, and a few odd ones as well that may or may not be by him, like Thomas More. And so yeah, I've ticked them all off.
And do you have a personal fave?
Oh dear. I have personal favourites of certain productions. There's three productions of Hamlet that I think are fantastic. There was A Midsummer Night's Dream that I just simply refer to as The Wonderful Dream because it was the best production of it I've ever seen. So yeah, particular production, but of all different plays.
And what kind of effect has it had on you as an individual?
The Shakespeare? Well, it's completely changed my life. I've ended up living in a completely different country, which means I've travelled a lot more. I've had a much broader kind of viewpoint on life. Yeah, I would say it's completely been responsible for a total change in my life.
And how does it compare? Obviously, you America's your home. You were brought up there. Mm-hmm. How does it compare now living in England? What was the transition like?
For me, I must say, pretty easy. Although it's funny, I'm like used to living here now, but I'll still do something. And I'll think, oh, that's really American. Or my friends will look at me and go, oh, that's really American. But when I go home now, they all think I sound English and I act English. And I keep saying, no. You know, if you saw me in England, you would realize I'm still very American. But I can see when I go back there now, how I have changed. I don't sound as American as I used to, but it's kind of nice. Yeah. I think it's an advantage. I think it's added something. You know, you've got two points of view and you can switch between them. It's fun.
Has it made you feel displaced at all?
No. No. In fact, if anything, it's made me feel more at home wherever I am.
And what are you doing at the moment?
Work-wise. At the moment, I'm in the Shakespeare Bookshop, which is the specialist bookshop for the Shakespeare Birthplace Trust.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. And where do you see yourself heading?
Wherever I end up.
And just to go back to your hour, have you got anybody with you in particular today?
No, because this wasn't... That's the only thing about this. It's been incredibly bad timing. Of course, all my friends are either working, being a Wednesday morning, or they're on holiday, being the middle of the summer. And my husband is actually in Wisconsin as we speak. In fact, it's very good fortune. Both of us were supposed to go to Wisconsin last weekend. And just because of a kind of a hitch at work, he went last weekend and I'm following this coming weekend. So only for that little hitch, I wouldn't have been able to take up my slot because I would have been in Wisconsin. So he has promised me though, 9 in the morning here is 3 a.m. in Wisconsin. He has promised me that he's going to get up and watch me on the web. So, yeah.
And how are you feeling about the live streaming?
I'm hoping that I will simply forget about it when I get up there. It just happens. That'll happen. You guys look after that. But I've been watching it, and it's really interesting watching it. But being here now and looking at the plinth, you realize there's a completely different perspective on it when you are actually watching the person live and looking up on the plinth. So I'm going to concentrate on being on the plinth in Trafalgar Square. What you guys do with the cameras will be up to you.
And have you been following the project so far?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you think of its progression?
It's really interesting. Yeah, it's interesting how people, some people try and overcome the plinth, and they try to be very active and very noisy. And then some people go up and they just take the plinth as it is, which I think is very silent and very still. And they are just simply on the plinth. So it's interesting to watch people's reactions to it and how they perform on it.
And what kind of, ultimately, what kind of experience are you wanting to attain to?
Ooh, I think I just want the fun of being on the plinth. I won't really know until I get up there. But I think, yes, just that feeling of being somewhere that you don't normally get. To have that view of Trafalgar Square, to have the fun of having something living and moving on what is normally a static space. So I think, yes, just to enjoy being a statue or a sculpture. Not a statue, I'm not going to be up there completely still, but just being a sculpture.
Do you see your hours of performance?
In a way, because even though I'm going to be sitting still, I am going to be kind of slowly moving. In fact, I was bouncing this off one friend, and he was going, oh, that's wonderful, it's like a ballet. There will be a movement, and I can come back every 5 minutes and you're going to be in a different position. So he thought it was wonderful, like this slow ballet. And it is interesting because, again, I've just been bouncing this idea off friends. So I'm just sitting on a chair, but slowly moving different ways, every way except the conventional way of straight up, knees together, 90 degree angle, feet on the floor. And this one friend went, oh, that's wonderful. You're suddenly subverting the expectations of the norm that are imposed upon us by society. And I'm going, oh, that's very deep. And then one other friend goes, ah, you are embodying the Taoist principle of actionless action. And I'm going, oh, wow, so I'm being a ballet, and I'm being Chinese philosophy, and I'm being a rebel against society. So people are already working on this and artistically, you know, critiquing it. Yeah, and I'm just going, oh, I'm just sitting on a chair.
And is movement, like dancing, something that...
I do dance. Getting back to the Shakespeare theme, I belong to Stratford Renaissance, which does Elizabethan dancing. 16th century English and Italian court dances and English country dances. So I do actually have a full 16th century dress, mm-hmm. which didn't come out today because of the rain. That was one of the ideas that got scuppered, yeah. So yeah, I do like the dancing and the moving and...
And just to go back to music, what does music mean to you?
I've already asked you that.
Sorry, I've already covered that. That's great. And how are you feeling about your hour? I mean, it's...
I am just really looking forward to it. Yeah, kind of after I got the confirmation, I was kind of very busy thinking, oh, what can I do? You know, you don't want to look stupid. I don't want to, you know, what am I going to do? Don't want to look like that. And then when I decided what I was doing, then I got worried and how was I going to do it. And then kind of last night I checked into the hotel here in London and I just kind of went, oh, I'm here and I'm doing it. And I just got really excited.
And are you wanting to engage with the public?
Well, if somebody shouts at me, I'll shout back at them. There is somebody who's threatening to walk by. There is someone from Stratford who's down in London today, and he is threatening to walk by and yell good morning at me. And if he does, I will yell good morning back at him. But no, I think the plinth, as I said, I think it imposes stillness and silence. And certainly the ones that I've seen on the web that I kind of enjoyed most were the people who were silent and were just up there kind of going, okay, here I am. So... that's what I'm doing. And that gets back to my being backstage. You see, I work backstage rather than performing. So I don't want to kind of act to people and shout. So I'm planning on just being quiet.
And how would you describe yourself?
Ooh. Inquisitive. I always like going somewhere and seeing somewhere and seeing where it's. I'm the person that when I'm walking around, I will always go down all the little side alleys to see where they go. So that's why I'm up the plinth. I want to see what it looks like from up there. I like having a go at anything. And yeah, I just think you should. And don't plan too far ahead. Just go and take it as it comes. Yeah, be ready to react to what's happening at the time. So. Yeah, and noisy. Everyone tells me, actually, everyone tells me I talk a lot. You see, which is very good. They say, well, you should be a tour guide because you talk all the time. So being on the plinth for an hour, there are some people who will enjoy me being silent for an hour.
And so you're the tour guide? Is that in London?
No, that's in Stratford, yes. Yeah. I've working for the Birthplace Trust. As I said, I'm in the bookshop now, but I have also been a tour guide in Shakespeare's birthplace and in Halscroft, which is the home of Shakespeare's daughter, Susanna, and Harvard House, which was the home of John Harvard's mother, the man who founded Harvard University in America.
Okay, great. What, is there anything you'd like to add?
I can't think of anything now. No?
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.